Thanks, Brad. Good morning. The city of Eureka held a swearing-in ceremony in council chambers yesterday afternoon, formally swearing in Merle Harpham as chief of police. Harpham has worn the interim tag for the past year, and being appointed chief is part of the job.
No, it's kind of business as usual, and there's I want to get back to doing some things the right way. I want to stop the bleeding in the organization. We lost a lot of people, and get people hired back on, which we're doing.
Chief Harpham went on to say that there is a personal angle to the appointment, especially for a man who spent more than 5 decades in the department.
Retire as the chief and as opposed to the captain, I guess, would be part of it. But it's also, it's like a family. You know, the department to me is family. And I want to keep that, the camaraderie, the morale up, things like that.
Recruiting, training, and retaining skilled officers, that's a top priority for Chief Harpham. Dozens of city leaders, department heads, and supporters of Harpham were on hand at the ceremony. The search for a new police chief will begin again in just a few months, with a target of April or May 2013 for a new chief to assume office. The southbound lanes of Highway 101 were shut down for several hours yesterday morning after a collision between a Toyota Camry and a tractor trailer. The truck was entering traffic on South Scotia Road in an attempt to get into the northbound 101 when the Camry, driven by 21-year-old Kenya Emery of Tempe, Arizona, struck the trailer broadside on. The force of the collision left Emery trapped in her vehicle. Firefighters were forced to extricate her. Emery was transported to the hospital for treatment of major injuries. The driver of the truck was uninjured. The southbound lanes were closed for more than an hour, and traffic was detoured into the northbound lanes until the wreckage was cleared. If it feels like you are hearing a lot more about traffic collisions this year, you may be right. The statistics show quite a difference from last year. The recent summer has shown an increase in traffic collisions. That's according to CHP Public Information Officer Matt Harvey.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. You know, this summer we've seen a spike in traffic collisions, and so that's been keeping us busy during the summer months. We're starting to see it trickle down now, which is good for us.
Harvey is not exactly sure what is to blame for the collisions.
You know, I don't know. I don't know if there was more traffic on the road or what caused the spike in traffic collisions. But for example, in the month of August, I believe last year in 2011, we had 29 crashes for August. This year, we had 61 total crashes.
Harvey is the public information officer for Southern Humboldt County at the Garberville office. More KINS news after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka at the corner of 7th and Broadway. Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
Fortuna police begin today and tomorrow with another DUI saturation patrol. Part of the occasion is homecoming week at Fortuna High School, and with school events both today and tomorrow, there will be an increased number of students on the roadways. The Arcata City Council voted unanimously to endorse two ballot measures that will generate funding for Arcata Elementary School. Measures E and F will be on the November ballot. Measure E will impose a $49 parcel tax for 5 years, and that money will be used to fund school nurse programs, reduce class sizes, maintain or expand art, music, and dance classes, and address student safety concerns. Measure F is a $7 million bond that will be used to upgrade and renovate classrooms, install solar panels, make health and safety improvements to equipment, improve student access to modern technology, and replace an aging plumbing system. Arcata voters, they will decide the fate of the two measures at the ballot box. With the KINS essence of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.